You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast. How's it, everybody? Hello and welcome to episode 46 of My Peeping Light Podcast. Thank you for joining me from wherever you are in the world. Your presence is appreciated and always, 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 always welcome. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and today's podcast was inspired by an extremely frustrating night of waking up about every hour on the hour from 10 o'clock to 5 in the morning. Slow torture is what that was, but it felt like I was hit by a truck, and thankfully I was saved by reinstating two most important parts of my morning routine. Anywho, here we are nonetheless, fresh and ready for this episode to rock and roll with the punches. In a moment, I will go to the blog that I wrote this morning and share with you some of the ups and downs about these routines of mine. So, on that note, thank you for being here. I will be right back. Established in 2017, Tamsinaway began as a means to develop myself into the person that I envisioned and to help others to do the same by sharing my stories through written words in the form of a blog. In March of 2021, My Peeping Light Podcast was added to the brand in order to expand the vision and knowledge through spoken word as well. The Tamsinaway brand represents light in a world full of dark spaces and offers followers and listeners a chance to find their inner light through storytelling, information sharing, poetry, and life experiences. I would personally like to welcome you to the Tamsinaway family. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I am the founder of Tamsinaway. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing your life with me. And I would like to wish you all love and light. So I'm back, and I am currently in Tamsinaway.com, where I write my heart and soul through blogs and poetry and whatever it is that's in my heart. So if you're into reading, please pop by Tamsinaway.com. Tamsinaway. Have a look, see 5 years worth of sharing, 5 years worth of experiences and learning. So pop by and have a look. Today's blog post, written early this morning, inspired, as I said earlier, by some choices that I'd made last night, leading to bad sleeping and feeling like a bus hit me this morning. But the recovery was so quick, and I have to share it with you. So, focusing on morning and nighttime routines, here is episode 46, and let's get to it. So, I've learned for myself how important a morning routine really is. It sets the tone for the rest of your day. So, my ideal morning routine looks like this. I wake up, and before anything else, I pray a prayer of gratitude for the new day and for protection over my family and loved ones. Then I like to get up, make my lemon water and celery juice, drinking the lemon water first, then a 15-minute guided meditation before I drink the celery juice, because I need a minimum of 15-minute intervals between the lemon water, the celery juice, and actual breakfast. I then ideally try to do some sort of morning exercise or movement or stretching or something before I take a shower and then have my breakfast. Now, please remember, I said this is my ideal morning routine. Sometimes I don't get through everything, but I try to do as much as I can depending on the time I manage to wake up. I forgot to mention journaling, and if there's enough time journaling before the day begins, just planning out my day before I leave the house is ideal, but it doesn't always happen, so I try to get it done first thing once I'm at the office, if I can, before the crazy starts. Now, obviously, I'm human and I get back into old habits sometimes. So I skip the lemon water, celery juice, and movement for a few days, an entire week, to be honest and exact. Can I tell you how sluggish I became? And even though I still took care of my mind, I definitely neglected my body. And I felt the negative impact of this choice. This morning, I went back to the lemon juice and celery routine. And within that half an hour period, I have to emphasize that my energy picked up really, really quickly. And despite not being able to sleep very well last night, because I made bad choices, obviously, and waking up feeling like a bus had hit me, I now feel like I had the best night's sleep ever, and I'm fresh and ready for this day. The lesson for me is to prioritize my mornings, and if I want to have an optimal day and I want to be energized and get the most out of my day, I will do what I have to do before I walk out the door. So then there's a nighttime routine. You know, I struggle with this one. This is my kryptonite, if you want. And I barely get any of it done. I'm not here to pretend like I'm perfect, because I am not perfect. It's a daily struggle and an effort for me to improve my habits. I'm not sure where my block is with the nighttime routine, but I'm working on it. So ideally, it should look like this: shower, cleanse my face, brush my teeth, sort out my hair, and settle in my room. This part is not where I struggle. This is a part that we just have to do. There's no choice here. It's the next bit that kind of gets neglected. I'm supposed to read a little journal about the day, looking at where I could improve and what I could have handled better, and also giving myself a pat on the back for the things that I accomplished and did really well that day. Before I sleep, a prayer and time with God, and then finally some sleep. Taking account of my day makes me more aware of the things that I need to work on and the things that I do really well. It builds up my confidence and guides me on what I need to strengthen as well. However, I really get through a good nighttime routine, mostly because I find myself doing what I'm not supposed to be doing, is watching TV till late. And then after a shower or relaxing bath, I go straight to sleep. I feel really good about myself when I do get through a good nighttime session, because I love reading and I love spending time with myself. And I know that it's good. It's what is good for me. But bad habits, old habits, they seem to be winning 9 times out of 10 recently. And balance is the key to everything, obviously. And I can't really understand why I fall short of what's best for me. I did learn recently that we all have an emotional home that we live in. And my emotional home used to be one of frustration. I always seem to find my way back there. This could be my reason. My ideal emotional home, however, is calm and peace and love. And these routines seem to keep me there. It's a battle between my past habits and my new habits. And it's a battle that my new habits just have to win. There's like no option. I have to find a way to make these new habits win. Only because I see the damage that living ignorantly can do to one's life. It can switch you off from reality. And before you know it, years have gone by and you've accomplished nothing, nada, nothing. So for me, I know that I have eyes that are watching me, and it's so important that I lead by example. I want my daughter to see that you don't have to stay in a negative space. And if you put your mind to it, you can make the changes you need to make to improve your life. Starting with simple habits like a morning routine and a nighttime routine. So even though I'm not perfect, it's good for her to see me try and to see me struggle and to see me succeed as well. So it teaches her that you don't always have to be perfect, but you do always have to try. Now, obviously, we're all different, have all different needs, and my needs may not be your needs. My needs may not meet your needs. My routine may not work for you. But what I suggest is that you try something new. Try something out, do some research, and find what works for you. I've recently learned a tool called priming. Tony Robbins, in the UPW course that he did, showed us how to prime, taught us the importance of it. And initially, I did start every day, but I really, it's difficult for me to get a 20 minute in extra in added to what I already have, but I do try. And when I do get a chance, I do find priming is the way to go. So, you know, I've recently learned this tool called priming that I tried to slot into my morning routine, and boy, oh boy, does it do amazing things for me. I haven't managed to do it on a daily basis, though. I did it first off the UPW, but I've slacked. I'm slacking, I get it, but when I felt down and negative a few days ago, I sat my butt down and primed for 20 minutes, and it helped me to remember that I am loved and that I am love. It put life back into perspective for me and reminded me that I don't have to live in a negative space. I can focus on the positive things in my life as well and give life to those positive thoughts and memories, you know, from the past and from the present and the future dreams, you know, give life to the things that you overlook while you're walking through your darkness or while you're walking through your negativity, you know, instead of dwelling on the negative ones, you know. What I find is that it's easier for us to dwell on the negative than it is to revive the positive. You know, you just have to stop and you just have to make a conscious effort. And priming, this specific Tony Robbins priming session really does wonders for me. So I'm trying not to be too hard on myself. I know that the goal is to make these routines a daily practice. But for now, if I can do some and aim at getting to all every day, then that's what I'll do. You know, 3 out of 4 is better than 1 out of 4. And 1 out of 4 is better than none out of four. So for me at this point, I'm just trying to turn it into a habit. And for me to get through a solid week of doing them both and doing it all, and it's a lot, but it's so important. And I'm getting there. I just sometimes default when I get overwhelmed with other distractions like work, when I take my work home or when I have to wake up really early to finish off something and I get distracted and my routine is disturbed. Those are the types of things that I need to learn how to work around, but I'm getting there. And the important thing for me, I think, is that I'm trying. You know, the lemon water and celery juice by far are my favorite, and not doing them really takes more away from me than I am willing to lose. I saw that this morning because I felt like doo-doo. I felt bad, and within half an hour of drinking both these liquids, my energy was up. My eyes were, I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready for the day. And just an hour before that, I was miserable. I was like, oh my God, this day is going to suck. And it didn't. It's been an amazing day. And I'm pushing through and I'm getting everything done. And I'm not feeling like I'm lacking or I'm tired or anything anymore. So it shows me the importance of it, and it shows me and it motivates me to go back to everyday lemon water and celery juice. So I definitely won't go through another week without my morning magic juice combo, because that's what it is. After this morning, it is a magic juice combo. It took me from zero to hero in literally, I'm going to say 45 minutes to an hour. And that for me is amazing. And all that it's so important. It's all that I need. It's just not an option. It's just crazy for me to even try and skip that. So, on that note, I have shared everything that I wanted to share with you today. I just wanted to say that I'm done with the blog post. So thank you for being here and for sharing this journey with me. Hopefully soon I will have it all together and begin to add some new amazing habits to my day. But just to elaborate on my thoughts, I want to say that I know that it's easier said than done. As you can see, for me, it is also easier said than done. I think the hardest part is to start. The hardest part is to get going. The hardest part is to just try and push yourself in so that you can start with this momentum of your routines. And for me, a morning routine is really, really so important. I remember at one point, I used to go for a slow jog every morning, and I haven't done that in over a year. And my body feels the difference. I've picked up so much weight. It's just made such a difference, and it shows you that when you take the time out to do the right things, and when you push yourself past your comfort zone, you know, it pays off more than not doing it, because not doing it has now put me in a situation where I have to start from scratch with regards to the running. And with these morning routines, I know that if I do the one part and not the other part, then, for example, if I do the prayers and meditation but not the lemon juice and the workouts, then my mind is clear but my body is tired, you know? So it's important to do both. But you have to start somewhere. So if starting means you're just going to pick one thing and go with that and take it slowly and then add as you go along, and that's what you need to do, then that's what you need to do. Please, by all means, go ahead and do it. If you're the type of person that can jump all in and do it all and make it work, then please go ahead and do that. But morning routines and evening routines, and paying attention to the things that you do during the day and planning for the day and knowing what you want out of that day is so important for making the most and getting the most out of the time that you have. You know, as a mother, as the person with the sole income between myself and my daughter and my mother, it's a busy time. I have to do this stuff for myself. I also have to do a school run, and then I have to get myself to work. And then I'm the one that has to pay the bills, and I'm the one that has to get everything done. And if I stop doing it, and if I don't take care of myself, then it affects the rest of my family. And I don't want that. I need to be the best version of myself in order for them to have the best versions of me, in order for us to live the best life that we can with what we have. And I also have to remember to be kind to myself and to be grateful for all that I have. So I hope that you received this message well. I hope that you understand the importance of morning and evening routines. And I hope that you join me in the fight to make it work. And, you know, I'm in this to win this. And even if it takes me 100 times to try and fail, I'm going to continue, and I'm going to do it for the 101st time. I'm going to continue to push myself until I get it right. And I may not be perfect, but I don't need to be perfect. I just need to work on myself and continue to grow, even if it's in the smallest ways. So from me to you, and from mine to yours, I, as usual, am sending you love and light. And I hope that this message has sparked you or inspired you to look into what you're doing in the mornings and what you're doing in the evenings, and just make a change, a positive change, and do something that's going to improve your day or your night or your life. Just do one thing. Just do one better thing. Just find it. Find the time, find the will. And with me, we can push together and we can improve ourselves and we can and make our lives better, because we don't have to struggle and suffer all the time. There are things that we do have control over, and these are the things that we can control. So it's been great. It's been amazing. And I actually love this episode. It's a short and sweet episode, but I loved it. So thank you for being here, and thank you to everybody that supports me, and thank you to everybody that's, you know, sharing this journey with me and not giving up on me, and those of you that believe in me, and for those of you that don't even know me and that listen to this and are supporting me and believing me, you know, thank you. I do this for that one person that needs it, or those 10 people that need it. I do this for the need to serve and the need to help and the need to share, because I know that growing up I struggled. Growing up I didn't have somebody to push me in the right direction, and if I can be that for you, or if I can be that for anybody, if I can guide an adult, a child, anybody, it doesn't matter. But you know, these are the things I'm learning, and they make me excited, and so I want to share them with you, because I want you to be excited to learn too, and I want you to make your life better, and we can grow together. I don't want to grow on my own. How boring is that? Who wants to grow on their own? And then I'm going to be like this whole different person. And then everybody else is still struggling. Why? What's the point? I want everybody to grow with me and to learn how to better themselves one day at a time, one step at a time, one moment over time, one moment at a time, one routine at a time, one morning routine at a time, one nighttime routine at a time. Just, let's just do this, guys and girls and ladies and whoever. Let's just do this and let's be better. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring. And you have been listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Once again, my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I am so blessed to be here and to be able to share with you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Love and light. I'm out. Ciao. My Peeping Light podcast is a podcast that discusses finding the light in darkness. It takes you on a journey of self-expression and discovery as I navigate my way through healing and challenges as I face the world and myself. This is where I share the tools that I have used and the lessons that I have learned along the way. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and this is my Peeping Light podcast.
You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.